were like, oh my God, that's so hot. You guys doing a lot of fucking? No, dude, that's shit you do in your 20s, okay? When you're in your 30s and you've been trying to get pregnant for a while, it gets very clinical. You pee on these ovulation strips that tell you when the eggs are dropping. It tells you when it's Easter time. And I would only fuck him when it was Easter time. Outside, it was like only 4 days out of the month. And outside of that, I would be like, we're not fucking. I need you to save it. I want your sperm to be as pent up and as angry and rapey as possible. So that when they come out, it's like, release the Kraken, eh? And they just come out like a bunch of angry refugees escaping a dictatorship, you know? And, yeah, and most of the time, like, we wouldn't even have sex because I was so tired when I would come home and see the smiley face on the ovulation strip, and I'd be like, okay, it's go time, and I would just give my husband a hand job most of the time, and he would close his eyes immediately. I know what that means, okay? When somebody closes their eyes during sex, it's not because they're in such ecstasy with you that they need to close their eyes. When somebody closes their eyes during sex, it's because they're literally trying to shut the image of your face out of their head and instead project two Latina lesbians that they saw earlier that day on RedTube onto the back of their eyelids. Which is fine by me, because then he doesn't have to see the expression on my face that says, please hurry the fuck up. And then when he was about to finish, I could always tell because the indication is very universal when a man is about to finish. It's when they get that stupid-ass look on their face where they look...